Thank you. This is Ann Goodman. I'm the Vice Chair of the Pacifica National Board. I'm calling the meeting to order. This is December 13th, 2018. It is 45. Oh, we have, first we have to have elect a Secretary Pro Tem.
Roll.
Pardon?
We need to call official roll.
Okay, so let's take the roll. The Secretary Pro Tem from the last meeting will take the roll, and then we'll elect another one after we have established that we have to confirm. So, Mr. Rozier.
Okay, Grace Aaron.
Here.
Grace is here. Jonathan Alexander. Can't hear you, Jonathan. Only both of them were from KPFK. Adriana Castaneve from KPFT.
Person.
Adriana's here. Chris Corey, KPFA.
I'm here, Bill.
Chris is here. Bill Crozier from KPFT is here. Joseph Davis, KPFT.
Yes.
Can't hear you, Joseph. And I hear somebody talking in the background. If you could mute, that would be helpful. Catherine Davis, WBAI. Okay, thank you. It's quieter now. Benito Diaz, WPFW. Chan Goodman, KPFK.
Here.
Ben is here. William Herwagen, WBAI. Can't hear you, William. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA.
Here.
Sabrina is here. Dwayne Lark, KPFT. Can't hear you, Dwayne. Ken Laufer, WBAI.
Here.
Ken is here. Tony Leon, WPFW.
Present.
Tony is here. Afia Wangaza, WMXP. Can't hear you, Afia. Alex Randall.
Yes, first use absent.
Yeah. Get that later. Alex Randall, WUBI.
Present.
Okay, Alex is here. Mansoor Sabah, KPFK.
How's there?
Okay, Mansoor is here. Nancy Sorden, WPFW.
Here.
Okay, Nancy is here. Alex Steinberg, WBAI. Can't hear you, Alex. Carol Travis, KPFA.
Here.
Carol is here. Tom Voorhees, KPFA.
Here.
Tom is here. Muscula Washington, WPFW. Can't hear you, Muscula. Maxie
here.
Jackson?
Here.
Oh, okay, Muscula is here. Thank you.
Maxie
Jackson. Okay, Max is here. Thank you. John Tatum, our parliamentarian.
I'm here.
Okay, thank you, John. And going back, I'll just read the names of people that I didn't hear, so speak up if you are here. Jonathan Alexander, Joseph Davis, Catherine Davis, Benito Diaz, William Herwagen.
William Dwayne here. Lark.
William is here. Okay, thank you, William. Dwayne Lark, Afia Wangaza, Alex Steinberg. Let me count who's here. We have 15 directors present. Madam Chair?
Oh, thank you. So we have quorum. I think the next order of business is electing...
Adriana Castaneda with the point of order, Madam Chair.
And Nancy's here.
Is Nancy here? Nancy Sorden, are you here? Can't hear you. Are you on mute?
I was on mute. I'm here.
Okay, so Chairperson Nancy Sorden, would you care to take over the meeting? Adriana Kazanev has a point of order.
Okay, all right. Adriana, what's your point of order?
Yes, Madam Chair, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
You hear me? Thank you. My point of order is that this meeting is another violation of the Pacifica Foundation bylaws. We are talking about Article 5, Section 4, Nomination and Election of Appellate Representative Directors. B said, at the first order of business and giving 30 days notice at the board meeting in December each year, the directors present and voting, excluded any concurrent affiliate or alleged directors, shall establish a protocol to balloting and shall elect two affiliate directors from the nominees submitted by affiliate station and or affiliate station associations using the single transferable voting methods. Affiliate directors shall serve for 1 year term, which shall commence with their sitting at the regular January board meeting. This is clearly a violation. This is called like a special emergency meeting. That is not, because this is what the bylaw said from before, and we didn't have the 30 days advance notice. This is a violation of the bylaw.
Carol.
Okay. One second. Adriana, could you hold that point of order until we get to that item on the agenda, please?
The problem is that this is a violation. This meeting is a violation. We cannot start a meeting that starts with a violation of the bylaw. That's why it was my point of order. And I would really appreciate if you ruled my point of order.
I think that if there is a violation, we have to discuss it when that we get to that item on the agenda. I think Let me finish. That was the topic of the meeting. That was not the actual motion to do it. That's the topic of the meeting. It's okay to call a special meeting on any topic, and that's what we've done. And so we're gonna go forward with the meeting. And when we get to this item on the agenda, we can discuss what to do about it. And what to do with your point of order. As we know from last time, this is a special meeting, and the agenda is already established by the persons who called it, and so we don't need agenda approval. And so all we need is to go through the items in the agenda. So that's what we're going to do.
The only reason here, say a special meeting to arrange election of appellate directors.
Adriana, wait a minute. That is my ruling, that was just the topic of the meeting.
I'm ruling, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, my ruling has been challenged. And I motivated why I'm not taking your point of order. So I'll now take a stack on my...
Yeah, Mansoor's point of order. Mansoor has a point of order, please.
Can we finish this first point of order?
Yes. A member...
I want to finish this first point of order first, and then I'll get to yours.
Thank you.
All right. I think is there somebody that wanted to speak to Adriana's point of order other than me, what I just said?
Yeah, William.
Okay, William, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think it is perfectly clear that the bylaws are not being adhered to, which is no surprise for this board. But the whole purpose of the meeting is the affiliate elections and the affiliate elections and bylaw provisions not being followed. So she is absolutely.
We also have a DG report and.
Madam Chair, and you interrupted.
That's not in the call for the meeting. It's not in the call for the meeting. The call for the meeting is the only thing that's supposed to be on the agenda.
That's true. So we should strike the ED report. It should not be on there, Bill.
This is Grace for the SAC.
Okay, Grace.
I understand Adriana's point of view. We're in a catch-22 with this because the bylaws state that the affiliate director election is to occur in December. So if we refuse to hold this meeting and we delay the election of the affiliate directors for the affiliate directors, we will be also in violation of the bylaws because it's clearly stated that this is supposed to be done in December. So, you know, we have to adjudicate which is better to do. If we go one direction, there's one type of violation. We go in the other direction, there's another type of violation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
okay.
What I have to say.
Right. I would like us to have this part,
this discussion, when we get to that item on the agenda. The call for the meeting was to discuss the balloting procedures, okay? And so when we get to that on the agenda, you can make the point of order then that it's out of order to establish, you know, to vote, or to, you know, to have the vote whenever. So, I just need arguments to sustain that we go on with the meeting and Adriana. Adriana, you don't have the floor. I'm just a second. I'm looking for people to say why we should not have this meeting why my ruling is not sustainable. My ruling is that we're going to have the meeting and we're going to talk about this, and we can decide when we get to it whether or not the motion is out of order or not, okay? And we're still going to have the meeting, though. And I want people to speak to my ruling, not to whether or not this thing is out of order or not. That comes when we get to that part of the meeting.
And what was your ruling?
That the topic of the meeting is that the meeting topic was the reason for the meeting, okay? And we still need to talk about what to do about this issue, and so we need to go on with the agenda, and when we get there, we need to talk about this, okay? We can't just, like, hang up and not deal with it. Does anybody disagree with that?
Indiana?
Several of us.
And, Bill, I wanted to speak in favor of your rulings.
Okay. All right. Adriana, and then Bill.
I think that Bill should go first. Or you want me to go first? Okay. First,
yeah, go ahead.
All of us can go there and see that we have set purpose, set election of affiliate directors. That is what the purpose of this meeting is posted in the official Pacifica website calendar. That's why I said this meeting is a violation of the bylaw, because the purpose is right in there. Election of affiliate directors. It's nothing else there. Election of affiliate directors. That is the purpose that everybody can go and see. It means the purpose is a violation of the bylaw. Period.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I think the chair is correct in her ruling on that we should move forward and discuss this, the topic, the subject of the purpose of the meeting. It can certainly be discussed. Whatever the board decides to do can be decided then. I'll also say that having an ED report is sort of implicit in any meeting, and I don't see how that's a problem. And if there's a question of that, we can bring that up when we get to that point in the agenda also, but I wouldn't necessarily strike it from the agenda now.
That was not addressing my ruling. Okay, that was not part of my ruling.
Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Okay. All right, anybody else? want to speak to my ruling? That we can't have the meeting? I'm ruling that we can have the meeting because the purpose of the meeting is the topic of the meeting, and when we, the thing that Adriana is contending is out of order is the action that we would be taking at the meeting, and we may or may not take that action depending on what we decide. So we have to get to it on the agenda.
Carol,
inquire, Madam Chair.
Wait, Carol, go ahead.
I think you've taken two for and two against, and I think I'd like...
I have. Okay, thank you. All right, I didn't realize I lost count. Okay, we're going to go to a vote now, Bill. Go ahead.
Parliamentary inquiry, Madam Chair.
What's your parliamentarian inquiry, Adriana?
I want to ask Mr. Tatum to give his opinion on this, because the bylaw and the purpose of this meeting said, election of affiliate directors. I want the parliamentary opinion telling us that why this is in order, or he thinks that this, like I'm saying, that it's out of order because the purpose of this meeting is violating the bylaw. I want the parliamentary opinion on this. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Tatum, Adriana would like your opinion on my ruling. If you could, do you have any questions on my ruling?
The parliamentarian's opinion is that the chair should go with the roll call, the excused absences, and the timekeeper, and then the election of the pro tem secretary before you rule on this point of order.
Okay.
After the affiliate director's election, item number 3 on the agenda. In other words, my opinion is finish item number 1, starting with A and B. Do item number 2. And then when you get to item number 3, the board is free to discuss this matter fully.
Okay, thank you so much.
That's my opinion.
Okay. All right. Sounds like we're sort of in sync, but I didn't do 1 and 2 yet. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to... So I'm going to ask for a motion for excused absences. We had a request for excused absence from Benito Diaz. And would whoever's got the noise in the background, please mute your phone.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry, but we have a point of order that the parliamentarian opinion changed the point of order. We don't need even to go there.
There was also a request for an excused absence from Afia, and there was another from Catherine Davis.
William, and point of order.
There was another excused absence from, let's see, we got Benito, Catherine, and Afia, and then...
Carol,
yes, Carol, you want to make that motion to excuse those people?
Yes, I would like
William asked for a point of order.
I would like to move that we accept the request for excused absences.
Okay.
Is William muted?
No, William, you have not been recognized.
Why not?
And I can second, please. I'm not taking any points of order until
we're in the meeting. Seconds.
Okay, are there any objections? Are there any objections to excusing Benito, Afia, and Catherine? Catherine's absences from the meeting tonight.
William objects. It's not supposed to be.
Okay, Bill, please take the roll call.
Okay, this is the motion to excuse those absences. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Jonathan Alexander? Adria John. Adriana Kasmanev?
No voting in any legal meeting.
Is that a no? Yes or no?
Illegal meeting, and keep asking for my answer for a challenge of the chair.
Okay, Adriana is not voting. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis? Can't hear you, Joseph. Catherine Davis? Yes, we're excused. Benito Diaz is not here. Jan Goodman?
Here.
Jan votes yes. William Heerwagen?
No.
William votes no. Sabrina Jacobs?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
I believe he's not here. Somebody needs to mute, please.
Sabrina, mute the phone, please.
I'm going to call you out when I hear your mic lit up.
Ken Laufer?
Yes.
Ken votes yes. Tony Leon?
Abstain.
Tony abstains. Afia Longaza? She's not here. Alex Randall?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Okay, and I'll mark you present too, and you vote yes. Carol Travis? Can't hear you, Carol.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah. Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscula Washington?
Information. This is yes to excuse or no to excuse. What is it?
Yes to the excused absence, right.
Yes.
Muscula votes yes. Going back, I didn't hear from Jonathan Alexander, Adriana Kasmanev. Well, she didn't vote. Do you want to vote, Adriana?
I'm still waiting for my answer.
Okay, we're not voting. Joseph Davis, Catherine Davis, Benito Diaz, I didn't hear from you. Okay, and Dwayne Lark, I didn't hear from him. Or Fia Longaza, only count. That's 12 yes, 1 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Looks like it's 13 yes, 1 no, 1 abstention.
Thank you. My ruling...
And 1 present not
that
voting.
...that this meeting... That the excused absences are excused. Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Bill.
Yes, Bill.
I think you should call for a vote on the challenge to the ruling of the chair. That was Adriana's challenge.
All right.
We never did vote on that.
No, I was going to, we're going to go to the election of the pro tem secretary first. I'm taking a recommendation of the parliament.
Carol for the chair.
May I have nominations for pro tem secretary, please?
Bill Crozier for secretary.
Carol, you have the floor.
I nominate Bill Crozier for pro tem secretary.
Okay, thank you. I don't need a second. Bill, do you accept?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Are there any other nominations?
I nominate myself, Adriana Kasmanev. Thank you.
All right. So we have 2 new nominations. Great. Okay. So we will, any other nomination for pro tem secretary? Okay. Okay. So, right after this, I need to go back to identify timekeepers. So, Bill, would you please ask for people to vote on Adriana or you? Adriana or Bill, please.
Okay. Grace Aaron?
Bill.
Grace votes for Bill. Jonathan Alexander? I hear you, John. Adriana Casanova?
Anybody by B, because we don't have minutes.
You have to vote for yourself, because you nominated yourself.
I don't have to do anything. You are violating everything possible. I don't have to do anything. No.
So you've withdrawn from being nominated?
I did not. I want to hear how much you violate by law, all of you. Yes. Including the parliamentarian. Yes.
Chris Corey.
Okay, so mark Adriana down as abstain on the vote. Okay.
Chris Corey. Next.
I'll vote for Bill.
Chris votes for Bill. Bill abstains. Bill Crozier abstains. Joseph Davis? Can't hear you, Joseph. Catherine Davis? She's not on the call. Benito Diaz? Not on the call. Jen Goodman?
Bill.
Jen votes for Bill. William Heerwagen?
Yeah, Adriana Casanova.
William votes for Adriana. Sabrina Jacobs?
Bill.
Okay. Sabrina votes for Bill. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. I guess he's not on the call. Ken Laufer?
Bill.
Okay. Ken votes for Bill. Tony Leon?
Adriana.
Tony votes for Adriana. Afia Wangaza? Sim is not on the call. Alex Randall?
Not Adriana.
All right, now, please, everybody, stop the personal attacks. That's out of order. Sorry. That's out of order.
Shall I put you up as abstaining?
Alex
votes for Bill. Mansoor Sabah?
Bill Crozier.
Mansoor votes for Bill. Alex Steinberg?
Bill.
Alex Steinberg votes for Bill. Carol Travis?
Bill.
Carol votes for Bill. Tom Voorhees?
Bill.
Tom votes for Bill. Muscula Washington?
Adriana.
Okay, Muscula votes for Adriana. Going back, I didn't hear from Jonathan. Jonathan Alexander, Joseph Davis, Catherine Davis, Benito Diaz, Dwayne Lark, Afia Wangaza. Any of you here?
No.
Okay, let me count. That's 10 for Bill, 3 for Adriana. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstains.
Okay, and that's, actually, that's 3 abstentions then.
All right, thank you. Okay, so now I'm going to take, so the Bill is now our pro tem secretary again. Thank you, Bill. Now I'm going to take votes on the point of order, my ruling on the point of order.
Madam Chair, can we have first the answer from the parliamentarian, because she didn't answer my point of order.
Mr. Parliamentarian, Adriana would like you to give your opinion on my point of order.
Okay.
No, in my point of order, Madam Chair.
You're right. On my ruling of your point of order.
No, in my point of order, not your ruling. My point of order.
My ruling. No, the vote is... Oh, you want his opinion on your point of order. Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
Exactly.
All right, got
okay.
it.
Madam Chair, May I answer her point of order after you do, after you identify the timekeepers? May I?
Yes. Thank you. All right. I need timekeepers. I still need to finish item one.
This is Carol. I'll do individuals.
All right. Carol will do the speakers, and I need someone for the... We don't have any times for the items, so we don't need an item timekeeper. Okay. Thank you, Carol.
Yes, there are times on the item.
There are? I don't see. Oh, maybe it just didn't print on my copy. All right.
We have 20 minutes.
Okay, I need a timekeeper for items then. Thank you.
Madam Chair, point of information.
I can do that too.
Okay, thank you, Carol. Okay, I see there they are. Somehow
mine information before, Madam Chair.
Point of information, Adriana.
About the agenda. Yes. If I don't mistake, I see the agenda. The parliamentarian said that the only reason is the only thing that we can talk is about the purpose of this meeting, that is the affiliate election, director's election. I see here you said that we should take out the report out and the minutes approval. I don't understand then what are the timing for what?
What's your question?
Yes. What are the timing? Because the only thing that we have supporting in the agenda is affiliate director elections. And we don't have an adjournment time either. I mean, what kind of agenda is this? We have things that we said are there or are not. I want just to know.
What kind of an agenda is it? It's an agenda that Bill sent. let me answer your question.
Okay, answer.
It's a special meeting agenda. The purpose of the purpose, and to me that's the topic, as I said before, is to establish the protocol for the election of the affiliate directors, and that was the only thing in the purpose, and so. As per what we were talking about last week, the minutes are out of order, which we struck from the agenda last time because they were not in the purpose of the meeting, and the ED report was not in the purpose of the meeting, and so the ED report was in the purpose of the meeting last time that we had a special meeting, so that was kept, but this time it was not in the purpose. So it's a special meeting agenda, and I'll have to rule on that being, I think when we get to those things, we'll do that. Okay, so they're not on the agenda. So the only thing we have on the agenda.
I don't understand.
I'm speaking, Adriana.
Yes.
Please. The only thing we have on the agenda are the preliminary administrative stuff and the establishment of the protocol for the affiliate election directors, as far as I'm concerned, and then adjourn. Okay, so...
then we don't need a timekeeper.
I'm still speaking. I'm still speaking. I answered your question. That's what kind of agenda it is. Your question is answered, Adriana, and you no longer have the floor.
Why we need a timekeeper who have only one issue?
You only get one question. You only get one question. You only get because we have times on the agendas. So, Mr. Parliamentarian, if you would like to answer, if you would like to give your opinion on Adriana's point of order, you could do so now.
Okay, thank you. I looked on the website, and I did not see the posting on the calendar for this meeting. But I'll take your word that it was posted as a special meeting. And as everyone is saying, when you post a special meeting, you can only discuss the items that came with the posting. As far as when the affiliate elections are supposed to take place in the December meeting, that means, as you said earlier, it should have been done last week, but it's what you call a continuing point of order. As long as you don't do it, it's always going to be pending to do. So if you don't do it on the 6th of December and you don't do it on the 13th of December, you still have to do it eventually as a continuing point of order breach. So that's my answer. And then I have another answer as far as the time. The PMB has a standing rule that allows people a certain amount of time to speak on the floor. So you do need a timekeeper to allow people to not break their time limit on their opportunity to speak. So you do need a timekeeper for that.
You forgot the 30 days, sir. That is a question here.
The 30 days is all.
No. No, that is not. No, that's not the question. The question, your point of order was that this meeting cannot be held because the motion to vote requires 30 days.
No, Madam Chair, you have the point of order that I sent by email. Do not change and do not say what I didn't. You have it there.
Right.
I sent
right,
it to you.
See. All right, let me see what it says. That's what I understood your point of order to be.
This is Carol. I would like to get on the step.
Okay, one second. Oh, well, it's quite long. Your point of order is that this meeting is a violation of the Pacifica bylaws because the purpose of the meeting, establishing the protocol for balloting, which is the topic of item 3, did not have 30 days notice. That's why you said it violated the bylaws.
No, Madam Chair. Yes, Madam Chair, but I say exactly there, and I highlight exactly there, my point of order where the violation is. It's highlighted. It's not in the one that you received, because in mine it is.
It highlights Part B of Article 5, Section 4, which is nomination and election of affiliate representative directors. Part A, the foundation secretary shall forward to all foundation directors all materials submitted supporting each nominee not later than December 1st. And the Part B election as of the first order of business, given 30 days advance notice at the board meeting each year, the director is present and voting, shall establish a protocol for balloting and shall elect 2 affiliate directors, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so basically, you're saying that by having a meeting, you're saying that by having a meeting, we are violating this bylaw. All right, and so that is what you are ruling on, Mr. What? Okay, Adriana, you don't have the floor right now. Mr. Tatum, that is what Adriana's point of order is. We're violating this bylaw. Okay, and that's
this is Carol.
Voting rule, and then we're going to vote on my ruling, which says we are not violating this meeting by holding it to discuss this. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, what I was going to say is that there are a lot of bylaws that are violated from time to time, but what to do about them is the most important thing. When you are overdue on something that you're supposed to do, if you're trying to do it as soon as you possibly can, you can stay out of trouble that way. So if you're late on an election or you're violating 30 days or whatever it is, as long as you're trying to get it done, you're helping your organization. If you delay it, you're hurting your organization.
We're out of order. Let Mr. Tatum finish.
And Nancy, you and I have talked to about this before, the fact that when the PNB is late doing something, then they need to get it done right away. Because, as I said in my earlier statement, this, it would be a continuing breach. If you want to look up in Roberts anyway about what constitutes a continuing breach, you'll find that it means that you fail to do something and you continue to fail to do something. And the solution to that is to actually get it done as soon as you possibly can. That's how you handle a continuing breach.
Thank you, Mr. Tatum. And that's why I ruled that we're going to go forward with the meeting. That explained it very well. Thank you. So now we're going to take a vote on my ruling. So my ruling is that we're going forward with the meeting, and the point of order was inappropriate to bring up as having, you know, it's not a violation to have the meeting. My ruling is that it's not a violation to have the meeting. So that's my ruling. And that's what we're going to vote on.
And so a yes,
take the vote.
A yes is to sustain the ruling of the chair.
Yeah, a yes would be to sustain the ruling of the chair. Thank you.
Okay.
Bill?
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Jonathan Alexander? Can't hear you, John. Adriana Casanave?
No, to keep violating my law.
Adriana votes no. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis? I believe he and Catherine Davis and Benito Diaz are not on the call. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. William Hairwagon?
No.
William votes no. Sabrina Jacobs? Can't hear you, Sabrina. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Okay. Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark is not on the call. Ken Laufer?
Yes.
Ken votes yes. Tony Leon?
Yes.
Tony votes yes. Afia Wangaza? Oh, she's not on. Alex Randall?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscala Washington?
Okay.
Muscala abstains. Going back, I didn't hear from Jonathan or Joseph or Catherine or Benito or Dwayne or Afia in the count. We have 12 yes, 2 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes.
Okay, that's 13 yes, 2 no, 1 abstention to sustain the chair's ruling.
Okay, thanks. Okay, now we are on to item three, 20 minutes.